It is time for the business news now. Ko Taku Hoa I nai nei, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio. Okay, budget day, Nona, right? Business will be pouring through that mighty wadge of paper. What is in it for them?
Well, not a lot, to be honest. The business wasn't expecting an awful lot. We did some stories leading up to it. There was very low expectations for business initiatives. And pretty much that's what businesses felt they got. They got a $100 million capital growth fund. But the details, not quite known, and it does rely on the banks coming to the party. That's not a guarantee. So how that works, no one quite knows.
There's like a shared scheme? You get some money from the bank, you get some money from the government.
Yeah, that's the idea. But there's very little detail there for businesses to get their teeth into. And look, the bottom line is that they don't see this as a visionary budget. It's a lot of short-term fixes, which is fair enough. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed. But overall, businesses are saying they need more staff. They didn't see anything that really addressed the immigration issues. They're worried about the cost of living and the crippling effect that's having on their own costs and their ability to pass on those costs to consumers. So basically, they're saying they need more and they're looking for some long-term vision from the government. They didn't get it, but, you know, they weren't expecting it either.
So what did the markets look like?
Well, the markets really had a very awful start following a terrible downturn in the Wall Street market. Asia came, picked up a little bit. So we finished, we started out 1.3% down, finished a 0.5% down to, or a drop of 51 points to 11,207. Not so bad. The New Zealand dollar, very little changed and narrowly mixed, I would say. So a little bit of up and down there and there. 63.4 US cents. 90.4 Australian and 51.2 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. I'll let you get back to poring over those budget documents.
I'll be at it all night.
Nona Peltier with Business News there.